This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A big chunk of the country is still sweltering, and it doesn't look like a cool-off is coming anytime soon. In Phoenix, this is expected to be the 19th straight day with temps over 110 degrees. Dean Scheinert is with the Justice Center, an organization helping the homeless.
These bags include a hat, a water bottle, lip balm, sunscreen, and most importantly, a neck ice-cold towel.
Yeah, no real cool off anytime soon, says CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
This has basically been the pattern, the jet stream, for, I want to say, the better part of a month. So June 15th was the last time where we had a cool-ish day in Texas.
You thinking of trying to cool off in the pool?
Lifeguard positions have been difficult to fill ever since the pandemic started.
Across the board, there is still a shortage, as there was last year.
Pete DeQuincy, head of lifeguard services here, says many water facilities are reducing their days or hours.
All over the place, they are running short on lifeguards.
Third-year guard Shelby Resnick thinks the problem is bigger than COVID. She says not enough young people are learning how to swim.
They're choosing to stay in and do other things rather than going out there and trying to help other people.
Matt Bigler, for CBS News, Hayward, California.
Russia stopping a grain deal could impact people all over the world. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The White House says Russia's suspension of the deal will worsen food security and harm millions. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. called it an act of cruelty. She says it's dealt another blow to the world's most vulnerable. China says it hopes a way forward can be found, but Moscow says there will be no deal until its demands are met.
Did Kim Kardashian save someone's life?
This New Year's, I got shot 4 times.
Angelina Wiley was hit by gunfire during a random attack in Kansas City, Missouri. Bullets ruptured her organs and shattered her hip. But in a TikTok video, she claims she survived because of her skin-tight bodysuit.
It was so tight on me that it literally kept me from bleeding out.
Doctors say it is possible her Skims helped apply pressure to her wounds or worked like a tourniquet, but she doesn't need any convincing.
Kim Kardashian saved my life.
Chris Mavridi, CBS News.
Hoping you won the Powerball so you don't have to work today? Well, you didn't. No one did, which means the jackpot has grown to $1 billion. The last time someone won was April 19th, and that was only 253 mil. Now it's up to $1 billion. Your next shot at winning is Wednesday night. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something. If you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
Well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at our brand new world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop the tower on State Street. Well, not maybe a tower, but we're high atop the building here on State Street across from the Overture Center. Welcome in, everybody, to a Monday edition of the Todd Alba Show at our brand new studios. And I can look through the window and I can even see Mr. Aaron Zommers. So that's fantastic.
Being able to see each other is such a basic feature that we just didn't have because, you know, when you use a former dentist's office and you're using the bathroom as the producer studio, the bathrooms don't usually have windows.
Right. Well, Luke just flashed me and lifted up his shirt. So that was exciting. No, not really. He just said hello through the window. So that was fantastic.
Update, it was not a bathroom. I just assumed that a wax ring in the corner meant there was a toilet there. But no, it was the other dental stuff.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, the good thing is we got a discount on fillings while we were there. So that was a lot of fun. No Novocaine, however, but lots of fillings. We just used the CBD store next door for the to put us under. It is fantastic to be here, by the way. It's our beautiful, and thanks first and foremost to our great engineering team who over the weekend helped get us to this point and this morning as well. So thanks a lot to all the Civic Media engineers for getting us. If you watch us on the stream on either Twitter or Facebook or other places, our cameras, we're still getting those set up. I was kind of like this, the microphone was in front of me, so now I'm like that for those of you watching. So we'll get that all that. And of course, you can see our logo behind us for our WMDX studios here in Madison as we go out throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. Big show on tap for today, Mr. Zommers. First and foremost, going to be giving away some Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Brewers had a great weekend, swept the Cincinnati Reds, and the Brewers find themselves in first place in the NL Central. And they're going to be on the road now for a couple of games. They're back home this weekend. We have a pair of tickets to give away. We'll do so in the second hour. That is for the game coming up this Saturday as the National League East leading baseball team, the Atlanta Braves, will be in town in Milwaukee. 6:15, the first pitch. We have two tickets to give away today to that game on Saturday, a little bit later on in the show. What a weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers. Just a lot of fun to watch them, and congratulations to them as well. Don't forget, you can hear the Brewers every game, every time they're up to bat, every great call from the Brewers announcers, including the one and only Bob Uecker. Heard on Oshkosh Air Support on 98.3 FM and AM, the big 1100 over in Oshkosh, and also on WRCE News from the Center in our hometown of Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin on 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So just a lot of fun to listen to the Brewers, of course. And we'll be giving away those two tickets in our number two. It feels odd. This all feels, I kind of settle in. I'm looking to my right. I see Mr. Zommers. I see our news director, Terry Bell, who is the supervisor. He's just notching on some nachos and a couple of bonbons back there and a cherry Coke. So he's having a lot of fun. He looks exactly like an executive producer should, just sitting back there enjoying himself.
Actually, it's a Coke Zero, not a cherry Coke.
Coke Zero. So. All right, very good. Very good. And then if I look out to my left, we have this beautiful window out onto State Street, and I can see the Overture Center right across the street. And also, and here's the thing. By the way, let me just finish with the show for today. In hour number two, this is going to be great. We have Mike Sachs. He is with Vanity Fair and also The New Yorker, a comedy writer, interviewed a lot of great people. And so in the 2:30 time slot, Mike Sachs from The New Yorker and Vanity Fair will be in. Looking forward to talking with him. And then coming up after the break, I'm going to be talking a little bit about No Labels Party. Why it is No Labels is no bueno for us. And also, Ron DeSantis is crashing and burning. All that and more coming up on the show today. But let me just say this before we go to the break. And I'm looking around here. I'm looking for a clock. I'm not sure how much time we have left here, Mr. Zommers. My clock is gone. They're looking at it. Just like that, a clock has appeared. Mr. Zommers just threw up a clock on our brand new fancy screens here.
I did nothing of the sort. It has a mind of its own, I guess.
It must be like if you say it, like it knows what you're saying. It just came up. It's 1:11 right now in 33 seconds. So here's the quick story. If I get too big for my britches or get too big of a head, all I have to do is look directly out my window every day now in the new studios, and I will see a failure of mine. Because directly across the street is the building and the space that our very first coffee shop, after I left politics and left the legislature and got into the coffee business, we had a location that we sunk several thousand dollars into. Have a beautiful set of plans, by the way, from our friend Rob Wheat and OPN Architects. Great, great firm. We paid him for some beautiful plans. Only problem is we got screwed over by the landlords down here across the street, and we lost the entire space before we had to go to our second location. So if I ever get too big for my britches, too big of a head, all I got to do is look out the window and say, look, Todd, there was one of the things you tried. Didn't work out so well. So always good to stay humble in a situation like this. So that's the show for today. We're going to come back, take a break, come back and have more. Tell you why No Labels is no bueno. We'll take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball's show continues on now on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 81 for a high today, but it's not going to be very humid. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. 85 the high tomorrow. Thursday, slight chance of a thunderstorm with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Yeah, freedom. Pursuing truth, freedom. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show. On the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, our friend and colleague Jeff Perry has checked in, and he's watching apparently on a stream, and he said we look pretty good. Well, I need a lot of help, but our studios look pretty nice, right? And then Mr. Zomers has a camera, but it's not the wires are dangling, and we have no ability to. But tomorrow we'll have you on camera tomorrow, Mr. Zomers.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure we will.
Let's see here. Let's just see. I wish Paul Schaefer were here. Have a little music. Let's see if we can do this. I'm going to take this camera up for those of you watching and see if we can turn it around and see. Look, there he is. There's
Mr. Whoa, this is weird looking at the camera output over
looking
here and seeing the camera and Todd.
Mr. Zomers is there. I just thought you needed to be on camera.
So well, thanks.
Yeah, for our five people watching. So there's more than that, but we there you go. So yeah, that's we'll give you we have more ability. Well, it's very spacious here. We have a couch in this studio, very nice. And I think it sounds pretty good. I mean, at least my headset. Hopefully for those listening, it's
I think nice. It sounds good.
It is hot in here. We were talking about this over the break, and speaking of David Letterman. I believe it was, and Jeff Perry would know this, it was usually in the spring, like Memorial Day weekend, and Hal Gurney, the longtime director of The Late Show with David, The Late Night and then Late Show, he would have his traditional, he would cool off in the summer, and he would do this, just unbutton his top button. There you go. So now I feel much cooler. Now my top button is unbuttoned.
If I had buttons, I would join you.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you along on our brand new studios here on State Street. Want to talk a little bit this half hour about no labels. Have you heard about this? We've talked a little bit on the show about it. Great introductory article for us in Reuters by David Morgan. Third party no labels will be a spoiler in the 2024 election, according to chairs. Third party, that is, no labels group will stay out of the 2024 U.S. presidential race if polling shows its candidates would play a spoiler role by helping to elect either the Democratic or Republican nominee, according to the co-chair, Joe Lieberman, who was on the news shows yesterday. The group has this morning what it calls a common sense agenda of policies meant to help unite the country behind a cooperative, moderate alternative to the partisanship that characterizes contemporary U.S. politics. Now, for those who might not remember, Joe Lieberman, a former United States senator and unsuccessful vice presidential candidate with Al Gore, said No Labels hopes to offer a legitimate, quote-unquote, third choice. And a lot of people, including me, believe that in actuality, what No Labels is an attempt to basically help Donald Trump get elected president once again. But here, let's give you Lieberman's quote on ABC's This Week program. He said, quote, "We are not in this to be spoilers." That was a direct quote. He spoke yesterday. He said, quote, "If the polling next year shows, after the two parties have chosen their nominees, that in fact we will help elect one or another candidate, we're not going to get involved." Others involved in No Labels include businessman John Hope Bryant, civil rights leader Benjamin Chavez Jr., a Republican former Maryland governor Larry Hogan, and Republican former North Carolina governor Pat McCrory. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, due to speak at today's No Labels event in New Hampshire is feeding speculation that he, Joe Manchin, could be weighing a third-party candidate and be the nominee for No Labels. Opinion polls suggest that the November 2024 election will again pit Democratic President Joe Biden against Republican former President Donald Trump. Both have disapproval ratings of around the 50% mark. So here's the deal. This is all being kind of put forward as, oh, wouldn't this just be lovely? That, you know, we're, everybody is sick of both the right and the left, Democrats and Republicans. They just want a common sense candidate. And I respect that. I don't like the extremes either. And so this thing is being touted as an alternative. But here's the deal. My guess is that Joe Lieberman is in this for the right reasons, because he believes what he's saying. Former congressman and presidential hopeful on the Democratic side, Dick Gephardt, is also involved in this. Probably has good intentions. But here's the deal. Part of No Labels is made up of former Republicans, and you always have to follow the money in these things, right? Where's the money coming from? And most of the money for No Labels is coming from the right. We're going to have more on the money and cash on hand for Republican candidates a little bit later. But you have to follow the money on these things. Over the weekend on MSNBC, on Ali Velshi's show, our friends from the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson, co-founder and chair, and also Stuart Stevens, were on the show to talk about this. We're going to play you a cut now. This is from MSNBC over the weekend. And it's Ali Velshi. He's going to set this up, but he's talking to Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project, because Rick can say this better than I can. Mr. Zomers, you'd be so kind. This is MSNBC, Ali Velshi, over the weekend.
I actually invited you guys on to talk about, that's what we were going to talk about, the No Labels issue, because there are people out there, Rick, you talk about more available potential Republicans, but the problem is we've got a whole bunch of people who have this whole view of, I'm sick of all this nonsense. I just want somebody reasonable and moderate, and No Labels, which is a really well-intentioned idea, is playing to that. But if you do that right now, you take away the binary choice of Donald Trump versus someone else. And the prevailing wisdom that I think the three of us have on this screen is that's advantage Donald Trump.
Well, look, that has the advantage of being true. And what you've got with No Labels is that Mark Penn and Nancy Jacobson have built this machine that is now funded by Republicans. It is now operated and staffed by many of the people who came out of the RNC and Mitch McConnell's office running the operations now. And you've got a group that is, that by their own admission and their own polling says very clearly, when our guy gets in, it takes away votes from Biden and helps elect Trump. They've admitted it. They've said it on television. They cannot spin it. There's no amount of policy papers or do-gooderism or problem solving that removes the fact that they are now a functional pro-Trump organization. They've admitted it. They're going to elect Donald Trump by splitting the Democratic vote. They're going to try to push as many people as they can to a Joe Manchin or a Joe Lieberman or whoever it turns out to be that is a conservative Democrat. They're going to try to split the vote. That's their objective. They've said it on paper. They've admitted what it does. And anyone who's still taking them as some sort of, you know, well-intentioned do-gooders need to look a little closer at the very, very deep red intentions of their donors, their staff, and their plan.
That was Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, co-founder and director, CEO of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson. And just because he appeared on MSNBC, do not get the wrong impression that somehow he's some sort of a left-winger. Rick Wilson has been a part of and run several Republican presidential campaigns, along with Stuart Stevens, along with our friend Trigvi Olson. These guys are not some left-wingers. So when you hear this from Rick Wilson, he's not talking from a left-wing progressive standpoint. He's talking as a former longtime Republican, a conservative. He knows where the money comes from. He knows how to follow the money. And the fact is that No Labels is being funded with the intent and purpose of siphoning off votes from Joe Biden to help get Donald J. Trump back in the White House. And I'm not somebody who, you know, is saying, well, you know, I'm all for just the two-party system always. Here's what I'm for. Democracy, small d, democracy, surviving. And you've heard me talk on this show before, and we're going to keep talking about it way into 2024 because it's so important. I understand and can appreciate, as a former Republican myself, left the party in 2011 after almost 30 years. I don't belong to any party right now, Republican or Democrat. So I get this feeling that neither side really represents me. But here's the deal. If we don't preserve democracy and a democratic republic, everything else is off the table. It's moot. So you pick your issue that you think is important to you. None of that matters if we don't have democracy. And right now in America, there is only one political party that has the means and power to get their person, in this case, reelected and preserve democracy. And that's the Democrats. And that's Joe Biden. And that's why I think it is so critical that we not peel off votes and go in another direction. What do you think? 844-967-2789. Would love to take your calls. A brand new studio, brand new call line. Got to get the oil out of that fresh call line smell. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could give us a call. Mr. Zomers will take your call off the air and let me know when you're here. Could also download the Civic Media app. It's a great way to get a hold of us as well. Just go on your app store, type in CIVIC, Civic Media, and give us a shout there. There's a little icon you can hit to call us or to text us as well. 844-967-2789. What do you think of this no labels announcement today that they're in? Let's go to the phone lines. We will go right here in Madison, WMDX. Dick in Madison, we appreciate you calling in and listening. Dick, what say you?
Well, first of all, I find that kind of funny coming from Lieberman, you know, when he talks about a third party candidacy. Mm-hmm. He'd have been vice president if it wouldn't have been for the one that happened in 2000.
You're right about that.
And there's something else I was going to ask you about the Republican Party as it stands right now.
Sure.
Now, I'm older than you. I'm 68 years old. Okay. So I do remember vaguely 1964 because my dad and my grandfather were real into this kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And both of them saying that they thought they'd be fine with somebody like Nelson Rockefeller.
Sure.
And Kennedy actually feared him as a person to run against. Mm. Where do you think the party would have went if they wouldn't have went Goldwater, got trounced? I don't think we would have seen a Ronald Reagan. I think if it would have went to somebody like Nelson Rockefeller, a more liberal type leaning Republican, I don't think this party would have went anywhere's near where it's at now.
It's a great question. And you know, I'm 53, going to be 54 in October. So I was alive in, you know, 1969, but you know, the first president I actually remember, and vaguely so, was Nixon. But I think you're right. I think Goldwater helped create Ronald Reagan. We'll come back and talk more about that. Take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Thank you, Mark, for the call, and don't go anywhere. Back after this on the Todd Hallball Show.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. 110 degrees again in Phoenix. It's extremely dangerous for the city's homeless. Scott Johnson with the Salvation Army is bringing them supplies.
It's life-saving. Some ice-cold water, a hat, some sunscreen. Anything like that is a lifeline for people in need that are living here out in these conditions.
Five are dead in Pennsylvania due to flash flooding over the weekend. Two children are still missing.
It's hot here. All of that makes these search efforts all the more difficult, but at least that break in rain has allowed search and rescue efforts to continue.
Russia is no longer going to allow ships to export grain from Ukraine. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Ukraine was a major exporter of wheat before the war, and this agreement had ensured that ships laden with grain could safely leave Ukrainian ports and traverse the Black Sea on their way to market.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the University, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Baugh.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Our producer and engineer, the wonderful, the talented Mr. Aaron Zommer, is on the board with us this afternoon in our brand new studios. If you're watching us on the stream, on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, our camera looks a little bit different. You can see our WMAD logo, although we should somehow need to turn, like, we need to have it, like, reversed because on camera it looks like it's backwards.
Yeah, that's, well, it looks fine on my end.
Oh, really? All right. Well, on my end, it looks backwards. But people know me. I know I've been backwards for quite some time. But yeah, it's very nice. We're going to be working on more things. You'll see more changes behind me of a screen. We're going to put the logo back there eventually. And very, very nice. High atop over State Street, just a block off the Capitol Square in downtown Madison, our new world headquarters of Civic Media. Talking this half hour, by the way, coming up to hour two, just an hour from now. In hour two, Mike Sachs, great writer for Vanity Fair and The New Yorker coming up. Don't want to miss that. written several books as well. Great author, great writer, Mike Sachs, coming up in hour number two. Right now, though, talking about this announcement by the third labels part, no labels, pardon me, the third party called No Labels. They announced their common sense agenda, as they call it today. But I want to spend more time talking about not their agenda, but what this means to democracy. Because if we have a situation, and this comes from the You Ain't Woke, if you don't know history, Matt Flynn fan club department, our friend Matt Flynn, of course, loves to say that. You ain't woke if you don't know history. By the way, Matt Flynn comes up after the 3 o'clock hour right here. Don't miss it. And Matt is right. You have to look back at history, right? To know that throughout history, third parties have messed up the elections. And our caller before the break there talking about that, you know, what would have happened if Rockefeller would have won? Would we have gotten Ronald Reagan? I mean, look back at 1968, American independent George Wallace won 13% and ended up with 46 electoral college votes. In 1968, no third party or independent candidate ended up with any electoral college votes. In 1980, I remember 1980, independent John Anderson won 6% of the vote. And by the way, his running mate, Wisconsin's very own Patrick Lucy. In 1992, Ross Perot ran as independent, won 19% of the vote. 1992, I remember that well. In 1996, Perot ran again as the Reform Party candidate, won 8% of the vote. With a history of failed third party and independent candidates, should we conclude that they are insignificant and irrelevant to presidential election outcomes? No. The opposite is actually true. Going to talk about that in a minute. Let's go to the phones, though, first. 844-967-2789. Would love to have you join us. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this No Labels party and third party runs in general? Let's go to the line out to beautiful Sauk County in southwest Wisconsin in the Baraboo Bluffs. Go to Tom in Sauk County. Thanks for listening and calling in, Tom. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I always like to lean into the fun part of searching for truth. So a little round of one of your favorite games, Dead or Alive.
Oh, fantastic.
Relevant.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
George Wallace.
George Wallace, former presidential candidate. I'm going to say George Wallace is dead.
Yeah, you know, the last time I played this game with you, you were like 0 for 5, so today is your chance to redeem.
Yes.
You are correct.
Yes!
He was born in 1919 and died in 98.
All right, yeah.
John Anderson, the politician.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I want to say he's still alive, but my gut reaction, my knee-jerk reaction was, I don't think it was very long ago. I think John Anderson dead.
You are 2-0.
Yes.
Born in February of 22, died in 2017.
All right.
Ross Perot.
Oh, Ross Perot, as we said, ran in 92, got 19% of the third party vote. In 96, ran as the Reform Party candidate, got 8. Ross Perot, very much alive.
Born in June of 1930, died July 2019.
Really? Of COVID? Do you think it was COVID? Do you think COVID's what got Ross Perot?
I don't have that.
How could I have missed that? All right. Ralph Nader, which, you know, cleaned up in Wisconsin in the 2000 election. Ralph Nader, very much alive.
Yes. Born in 34, yes. Age 89.
89?
Ross Perot died in 2019, which would be pre-COVID.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right. All right.
Here's one more that's relevant, although some of your listeners may not be aware of this name yet. They soon will be. Cornel West. He is a popular intellectual and a political progressive.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Cornel West, I'll say, is still alive if we're going to hear about him.
Yes. Born in 53, age 70.
All right, now he's going to be the Green Party candidate, correct?
That is correct. That's why everybody's going to be hearing about him.
kind of a political activist.
One more now.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. One more Dead or Alive. All right. This is a great edition of presidential Dead or Alive. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, this is not. This is just a quick question.
Okay.
But it's on the same track.
All right.
In the history of the United States of America, there has been one president who ran and was elected as an independent rather than a candidate of a political party. Who was it?
Wow, that's a great trivia question. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt won on the progressive but did not get elected. Robert Fighting Bob La Follette, again, did not get elected. Ran as an independent. Well, I mean, George Washington?
You are correct.
Yes. Very good. I had to think for a second.
Yeah, as an independent, he was apolitical. He was opposed to the formation of party. Mm-hmm. And it was two members of his own cabinet that broke into factions, and they led the creation of the first two major parties. Alexander Hamilton was the leader of the Federalist Party.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson led the Jeffersonian Republicans, not the same as the Republican Party.
Right.
But Washington favored the Federalist agenda, but he was very leery of political parties, and I guess now we know why.
Right. What's your take on this, Tom, of this no labels thing? Because it sounds nicey-nice and utopian on the surface, but I just don't want to have any part of it, and I think if it really takes off, it could help put Trump back in the White House.
When Lieberman and others created it in 2010, I don't think it was the same organization. And I think that the creators of it have a clean heart, but it has now fallen into the hands of people who see it as a means to shave votes from the right side of Biden, and the Green Party Cornel West will shave points from the left side of Biden. And if they spend a lot of money in just five states, and we're talking 50 to 100 million is nothing when you're talking about a handful of billionaires, they could definitely affect the outcome.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go.
Thanks. All right, Tom, thanks. Really appreciate the call. Always glad to have you on. Tom from Sauk County. Isn't that fantastic? Got a caller who gives you a little game show in the middle of the segment, but it pertains to the show. That's exactly what we're looking for. You understand? That's exactly what we want.
Now, even if you don't want to put in the same amount of effort to come up with a game for Todd, you should still call in.
Of course. No, I'm not saying everybody has to have a game. I'm just saying, that puts you in the upper echelon of callers. But we welcome all callers. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. All you have to have is a take or an opinion. What do you think of this no labels party? This so-called third party, this no labels party, announcing their kind of agenda today, or common sense agenda, they're calling it. But as Tom Jackson just said, as Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project, we played the cut, could potentially be very dangerous for those folks that do not want to see Donald Trump in the White House. And you ask me, Todd, why is that dangerous? Sometimes I ask myself, I say, self, why is that dangerous? Have a lot of talks to myself. Here's why. A great piece, but a disturbing piece. If you have not checked it out today, check out the New York Times. Great piece by Maggie Haberman. Or Haberman. I always forget which it is. Haberman or Haberman. By the way, call it 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Well, our friend Jeff Perry is on the phone. Why don't we perhaps go to that first, then we'll get into this story in the New York Times. Jeff, always great to have you call in. We appreciate you. First call here in the news studio. What say you about all this no label stuff?
Well, I don't like it. First of all, I just wanted to make – I got back from vacation. I was camping up in Canada.
Yes.
And while I was up there, Governor Evers did his line item vetoes. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to let you know that from all the way up in Canada, I could hear Robin Voss's head exploding. It was nice.
Did that go along with the your? I know you have a personal collection of Jim Neighbors' "O Canada" anthems. Did you play any of that for your kids while you're up north?
I did my impression. They were not impressed with my impression. And then also up there for Aaron, yes. We discovered a new game. So I don't know if this will make it to the game of the week or not, but it's called. And it also goes along with Banana Phone. It was called the game was called Banana. Oh shoot! Now I can't remember. Bananagrams, I think.
So yeah, like Bananagrams Scrabble. Is a good one.
Everybody. Yeah, and you have all these letters, and then you gotta use all your letters to make words, in beating everybody else at the table and doing it. So it was a lot of fun. Okay. And I kept calling it Banana Phone, and nobody understood why I was calling it Banana Phone. I was making myself laugh.
Well, that's fantastic. Some practical advice. As George Carlin liked to say, some people just need practical advice.
Stop and so we've it. Got Bananagrams, the bonus board game of the week.
Oh. Very good. A bonus board game of the week. Nicely done, Mr. Sommers. Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad you went up to by the way, somebody who was on location, let me ask you this. Is the air in Canada as bad as the air here, or does all the smoke just go up and out and the air up there is beautiful?
It was immaculate up there.
Are you serious?
I was on the Lake Superior shore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. There was not a single thing, not a wisp of smoke in the air. It was absolutely amazingly beautiful. So I had to have been all down here.
So they're just creating it, and then it goes up and out down to us. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Ah, those Canadians. God love them. Well, that's great. So what do you, your take is you're not a big no labels guy either.
No, and I think it's very dangerous, like you said. Yeah. And I think that between that and Cornell West, as your other caller just pointed out, that could spell a big, big disaster. I'm honestly very worried about it.
Me too.
And because like you said, you know, all you have to do is spend an enormous amount of money in a few states, mm-hmm. and they got it. And yeah. that's obviously what their plan is. And it makes me very, very nervous.
The margins are very, very slim to keep democracy alive in 2024. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this story and help me, is it Maggie Haberman or Haberman? I always forget. From the New York Times.
I always said Haberman.
All right, we'll go with Haberman. When in doubt, trust Jeff Perry. I've been doing it for, 50 years.
No, asking me to pronounce names is not good. But
Well, we'll come back. I mean, this is very, when we come back, we have some fun. But this is serious stuff. What we have here in the New York Times is what Trump plans to do if he gets elected in 2024, what he plans to do in 2025, and it ain't good. Mr. Perry, always good to hear you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. You're welcome. 844-967-2789. Join us after the break. What Trump has in store. You're not going to want to miss it on the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 81 for a high today, but it's not going to be very humid. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. 85 the high tomorrow. Thursday, slight chance of a thunderstorm with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show across the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, from Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, all the way up to the shores of Lake Superior that Jeff Perry was talking about up there in beautiful Duluth and Hayward and Amory, down to Eau Claire and La Crosse, Richland Center, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Green Bay, and all parts in between. Glad to have you along on a Monday afternoon, along with Mr. Aaron Zimmer, our producer and engineer, taking your call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789, talking about the No Labels Party releasing their agenda and how at least I and several others think this could spell a dangerous election scenario that would siphon off enough both conservative and more liberal votes from Joe Biden and help put Donald Trump back in the White House. And if that doesn't scare you alone, or at least concern you, this should. New York Times, Maggie Haberman, Jonathan Swan, and Charlie Savage put together an article called Trump and Allies Forge Plans to Increase Presidential Power in 2025, out today in the New York Times. Going to read you a couple of these lines and invite your calls, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Donald J. Trump and his allies are planning a sweeping expansion of presidential power over the machinery of government if voters return him to the White House in 2025, reshaping the structure of the executive branch to coordinate far greater authority directly in his hands. Their plans to centralize more power in the Oval Office stretch far beyond the former president's recent remarks that he would order a criminal investigation into his political rival, President Biden, signaling his intent to end the post-Watergate norm of Justice Department independence from White House political control. Mr. Trump and his associates have a broader goal: to alter the balance of power by increasing the president's authority over every, say that again, every part of the federal government that now operates, either by law or tradition, with any measure of independence from political interference by the White House, according to a review of his campaign policy proposals and interviews with people close to him. So here's what these reporters did. They sat down, and of course, Maggie Haberman has written books on Trump. They're kind of these, kind of a weird couple, not romantically or anything like that, but just they kind of feed off each other, right? So these reporters know Trump, and not just Trump, but his team as well. Part of this was quote-unquote leaked intentionally to these reporters. And they're making it very clear. This is a signal to the Republican base voters. You elect Donald Trump, there's not going to be any, and I've said this last fall. Trump listened to kind of the people like Reince Priebus from here in Wisconsin, his first chief of staff, and John Kelly, former great military general. Well, they said, Mr. President, you just simply can't do that. That's not the norm. That's not precedent. That's not tradition. That's not the law. You can't do that. And Trump groused about it and said, all right, fine. Remember that one of his goofball people in the White House, that Miller guy, the guy that like painted on hair because he was embarrassed to be losing his hair. He wanted the armed forces to shoot Black Lives Matter protesters in the knees in Minneapolis. That came out of the White House. And the military people said, we cannot do that. Those are the types of norms that keep our country in bounds. And now, according to the reporting by the New York Times today, the Trump team is signaling that if Trump gets in for a second term, those norms are gone. All right? They're not going to listen. And here's some of the agencies they're looking at. Federal Communications Commission, which makes and enforces rules for television and internet companies. The Federal Trade Commission, which enforces various antitrust and other consumer protection rules against businesses under direct presidential control. According to the New York Times, he wants to revive the practice of impounding funds, refusing to spend money Congress has appropriated for programs as the president doesn't like, a tactic that lawmakers banned under President Nixon. It used to be if Congress, made an appropriation, not much, unless you veto the whole thing, but after Nixon, they said, no, you can't just go in and pick and choose. Trump wants to get rid of all that. According to the New York Times today, he plans to scour the intelligence agencies, the State Department, and the Defense Department bureaucracies to remove officials he has vilified as, quote, the sick political class that hates our country. Wants to go after the military. And we saw this, did we not, on January 6th? When it's been reported that Trump and or his minions gave out certain orders to the United States military. But thank God there was some kind of morality, character within the military, and they just said, no, we're not doing that. This is a long article. We're only scratching the surface here. Encourage you to read it. But it is clear from this reporting, and this isn't the only place we've heard this, of course, that if Trump gets in, is elected in 2024, and gets in 25, we could very well see the end of American democracy as we've known it. Because you think that Trump's going to listen to those people that told him before, look, Mr. President, look, can only go so far here. You can't do this because it's the law or because whatever. He's just going to say, no, I listened to you guys last time and look where it got me. I'm going full hog this time. I'm going to use everything at my disposal and even some things that aren't, and I will get what I want and I will assure that I'm still here. You think that he will only stay in there one term? I mean, that is laughable. Oh, we'll get Trump in there, and then whoever Marjorie Taylor Greene or whoever his vice president is, they'll take over. Will not. Believe me, you're going to see a way for them to try to get around the Constitution, the amendments, and to keep Trump in there indefinitely. It's what we're facing. And that's why we cannot be pulled into this whole no labels thing. If you're frustrated with Joe Biden, I get it. But vote for him anyway, because the alternative is to siphon off votes and get more Donald Trump, which we cannot have, because it will be the start and possibly the start of authoritarianism, possibly fascism, and the end of our democracy. Do not go anywhere. Hour two coming up. Mike Sachs from Vanity Fair and The New Yorker at the bottom of the hour. Your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Back after this on the Todd Lyle Show on Civic Media.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.